call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. For healing, positivity, and recovery. Stay positive, stay happy. The Positivity Podcast with Melinda Cochran, New York City, from Montreal, Quebec. Start your day with calm and reassurance as she sends positive energy your way.
There are many ways to communicate, but there's something powerful about the written word. Words can heal you and help heal others as well. Today, I'm going to suggest strategies to begin the process of writing your own story, a starting point for communicating your own life, a story that could possibly help others. You see, I believe our stories are meant to serve, and in the service, we heal as well. So if you are listening, take out some paper and we will begin our first writing activity. You can call this activity Writing to Heal, or you can simply call it My First Writing Activity, if it is your first time. I want you to keep in mind that just like an athlete has to practice before game day, a writer must do the same. Before we can get you to the point of writing your own book, you will have to practice. You don't need to overthink your writing, however, at this point, especially if you're beginning, because I believe you have to get your story out on paper first. Just get out what you're feeling. But remember, if you're going to publish, you will need to make sure an audience can understand what your message is with your story, as you want others to learn from it. Now, some may want to write just to simply entertain, but I'm not focusing these classes or these podcasts on those who want to do that. I'm focusing on those who want to share a life story that they feel can serve. So right now on your paper, I want you to write 5 words which bring you comfort. Perhaps they are words you've read in a poem, book, or short story. So just to get you started, I will give you 5 comfort words that I have. Okay, so 5 words that I've either read or I've heard that really bring me comfort. So here are my 5 words: rise, faith, fate, time, and golden. Once you've written your own 5 words, what I want you to do next is to use each of these words in a sentence. Again, I will take my 5 words just as an example to help you get started and use them in a sentence. My first one, rise. I will rise again to face another day. My second word, faith. I had faith in the people around me. My third word, fate. Fate is not something we can control. My fourth word, time. Time is too expensive to waste. And my fifth word, life. Is a golden experience of one day meeting another. So right now you have 5 words and 5 sentences that you created using those words. After you've written your sentences, take one of these lines, okay? Sorry, 3 of these lines, you don't have to use all 5, and write a series of paragraphs. But I want you to have one event in your life that these paragraphs kind of focus on, okay? And using those comfort words, I want you to take this kind of negative event and turn it into a more positive ending, or to give it a more positive message for the audience, okay? So I'm going to show you, okay, what I mean by this. So I will take my five sentences, my five words, and now create three paragraphs. Okay, so three paragraphs that I'm going to create into a story that will be very short. So I'll have a beginning, middle, and end. But basically, it's starting from those five comfort words that I've asked you to choose. So I will read my very short story. Sitting in my car, I craved a latte, soy latte, not dairy. The sun was blazing. I took a left turn to head down the street. There was very little traffic like on other mornings, so I decided it was a good morning to pass through the drive-thru. Turning my car, I headed into the drive-thru and ordered my latte. Just as I leaned out to pay the girl, I dropped my change under the car. I drove up and went back to try to pick it up before I had a chance, though. Someone had already done so and was waving me off as they passed it to the young girl in the drive-thru. I couldn't believe this, but after a difficult call this morning, before I left work, suddenly I had faith in the people around me. Just a small gesture that seemed to renew it. I took a sip of my latte. It tasted like a slice of heaven mixed in an apple spice aroma. Taking the turn to head to work, I suddenly was aware that it had taken longer than I thought. I didn't want to rush as I hated driving too fast, and especially I didn't like to hurry, so I took my time. Just as I was about to turn off into the highway, a truck the size of a small trailer home came toward my car from the right side. The driver didn't see me. And as if to remind me that time was too expensive to waste or to worry about, it drove toward my car and I heard the metal bending. I watched my silver car, all paid off, only 2 days earlier, being towed away. It was driven down the same street that I was going to drive down to go to work. I saw the bumper falling off, and inside the car was my latte. I was only about two blocks away from home, so I walked back after talking to the police about what had happened. I walked back. I was the only one on my street. And as the sun came out from the morning sky, I thought, well, I will rise to face another day. And I smiled at the flowers in the front yard. And suddenly, time was even more precious. See, what I did there is I started off with five words, five comfort words. Then I wrote five sentences, which is what I want you to do. Then I picked an event, just a minor event, okay, and I turned it into a short story. See, I believe that every event in your life, even the smallest ones, can become a story, and in some cases, you could even turn them into an entire book. That's where your imagination and your creativity comes into play. Now, when you're writing about your life story, some people want to write a memoir and they want to be exact and they want to express it in that way, okay, so chronological or whatnot, but others don't want to give too much detail. And some don't even want to write a memoir. So here's a suggestion for you when you start this activity. If you are thinking about writing a book, you can take events in your life and you can write them, but you could write them in a way that's fiction. For example, you know, what I just did here with this story is I turned it into a more positive thing without giving all the exact details. You know, some of it was fiction. For example, going in to get a latte in the morning, that didn't happen. So you can elaborate on your story, but still tell it. You want to be truthful to your story, but you don't have to share all the details. Because remember, you have to create something that the reader's going to want to continue after the first five pages, which are the most important. You want to make sure that you're grabbing the reader's attention. But those are things that we will talk about later once you've had different activities, okay? So after you've written, take the other words and do the same. So you can take some more words. So once you've done that, you can go on. You can create another list of words. You could actually create, like in some cases, I have about 20 or 30 pages of words that I had chosen before I started writing a book, and I took them and I wrote them in different scenarios. So you could take this activity and continue with it. You don't have to stop there. So it could be what you call a daily practice if you want. Make sure to focus on one event in your life at a time when you do this, and to use the words that you wrote down. That's what's very important. Only the comforting words at this point, because what I want you to do is to create a positive outcome from the story that you write. So here is another suggestion. After you've finished writing those five words and your five sentences, I want you to also, so you could write about one event, or you could take each of those sentences and you could create an event just about that sentence. Okay, so you could pick an event per word if you like. So those are some tips and some strategies to get you started on writing. And I'm going to leave it at that, because next week I will continue with some more writing activities. And I'm hoping that by taking you through the process of writing, but not just writing to create a positive story, to create a positive healing place, because I think you have to be very careful. Like if you're using writing to heal and you're just writing negative things, it might not become that place for you. But this is a little trick that I do. So if I'm having a bad day, I will go back to my list of words and try to turn that situation into a more positive outcome. And it's actually a really effective way to create what I would like to call a healing journal. So you can have those lists there that you just, they're go-to words, and you just kind of write about what's happened and then turn it into a positive. So I'm hoping that helps somebody today to get you started on writing. And I'm hoping that if you are having a negative day, by creating some kind of healing journal for yourself, it will be a place that you go to, that you feel safe and you feel comfortable. And who knows, maybe after that, you're going to turn it into a book. So that's my show for today, everyone. And stay positive, stay hopeful, and keep writing. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Positivity Podcast, where only positive vibes happen. Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now we hear. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we hear.